I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined once again by Katie Waite. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back, Katie. How are you?
I don't have a brain.
Yeah. So we got 5 hours to talk about here, and not as in you're going to listen to 5 hours, but we're going to wrap
God, <no. laughs>
up 5 hours of Bachelor. And this is why we're a little later in the week, because we needed not only to get through both of those episodes, but then just process everything that happened.
A day of just processing.
Oh, my Lord. I was just going through my notes, and I couldn't speak, even less than usual. Just
mush.
Mush is a good place to start, because 5 hours, that probably could have been two.
Yeah.
If we really needed it to, because there's a lot of just...
Maybe an hour 45.
No you. Oh, God. None of you, I think, is my main takeaway.
Yep. Zero.
I like Peter. Like him a lot. Seems like a good dude. He has no idea what he's doing.
Nope.
He's not getting any better.
Nope.
Despite every so often he'll pop up and say, like, I think I'm getting the hang of this.
Yeah.
You're not.
He's
not
just spending every date and every day with them just apologizing for the night before or something that he's thinking. And it's just apologizing and all this drama and all these things are going on and he can't even wrap his head around it. Just like we can't.
Yeah. So we start off just with the perfect example of that, which is Leia. And he brings her back and says, oh, here's your rose. And everyone freaks out. Yeah. Very quickly, he realizes this was a mistake.
He made the wrong decision.
Yes. I've made a grave mistake. Turns it around into the, well, I don't want to put you through this, and sends her home.
Which is so confusing for her. And I'm surprised that she was just like, you know what? Yeah, I'm just going to go home. I don't know. I would have been so upset. She just didn't show any of them. She's like, okay. Well, I tried. Bye.
It's cool.
Exactly.
Like you validate parking.
Like, you crashed this date. You got a rose on the date that you weren't even on. And then, I don't think you should be here, actually. So,
yeah.
Made this whole thing about, will you come back to the house? Like, will you rejoin the, you know, the girls? And she made the decision to stay. And then that was it. And then he's like, actually.
Sums up the entire season. He can't make up his mind.
Yeah, that one moment is this season.
Ugh.
In a nutshell.
So then he also ended up sending home Deandra, Kiara, and Savannah. Who?
Exactly.
And which has been most of this season is a lot of the, oh, that person, right. We never got to see them.
I think we're finally at the point where I think that we know the final six.
I feel we're confident. Six, right? Yeah, we're at six now at the end. At the end of this five-hour marathon. I do think I can name all six without any assistance now. Yeah. Although Kelly, I feel, is a little bit like Tammy was, that she would look different, very different.
Kelly
depending
does
on...
look different in almost every scene.
But I still think I could pick her out now that we're down to six.
Mm-hmm.
Before, the different looks threw me off, and I'd be like, wait, is that Savannah person or no? Oh,
yeah.
Now I think I'm good.
Savannah was just, who was she?
Yeah, I don't even know if she was a real contestant. I think that's just, they put her in like CGI after the fact.
Yeah,
just so
exactly.
We needed another person in there to make it look busier. I don't know. But we also got to leave the country. Got to Costa
Finally.
Rica. Finally, exactly. This trip around the world, and we're still in this hemisphere.
Maybe
so.
Cleveland was the only place that they could get that flight from.
Because we got a great deal.
When they showed the map of them flying from Cleveland, I was like, oh, maybe that was the reason why we ended up there.
Got a great deal, but we got to go to Cleveland first. They go to Costa Rica, and we find, finally, Peter with his scar on his head.
Puma scar.
So there's a few things that I try to unpack here. One is the story that he tells them, that he, like you said, came face to face with a puma.
While hiking a volcano.
Which is probably the first giveaway that it was BS.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second was the puma. But also, so many of the girls were hook, line, and sinker. Oh my God!
Oh, they completely believed him.
It was a puma. Oh my, I'm so scared for you.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
And it was the worst story too, because he's like, I made eye contact with the puma, and then my animal instincts like jumped in, and they all believed him, for sure.
You know, when the story started popping up while they were filming that he suffered this head wound, and there were all kinds of different versions of how bad it was, and would he have to cancel, you know, shooting because it was so graphic and all this stuff. Obviously, it didn't look great. It kind of looked like it was spackled.
Yeah, it did. It didn't look terrible. Like, I don't think they could have fixed it any other way because, I mean, when you have stitches, it like juts out. It's not like you can just throw some like foundation or makeup on it. But I thought they did a pretty good. They had the perfect matching.
Well, and they had to cover it up because, as you know, you've had stitches.
Yep.
I've had stitches. It just, even when they're not that bad, they just look gross.
Yes.
And so they had to do something where it was completely covered because otherwise you're going to try to.
And you don't want just like one, like a huge bandage or a Band-Aid like going across your forehead.
Yeah. And so they do the spackle thing. And when this story broke, I called BS right away. When they say, oh, he hit his head on a golf cart. I'm like, okay.
I did too. I was like, there's no way that he's a pilot and he got this huge gash from just a golf cart.
Like, sure he did. But lo and behold, and ABC knew we were not the only conspiracy theorists out there. And so they found the CCTV footage. And
which was awesome.
I still don't know how it happened. But, I mean, for him to have it, like, hit his head and then somehow down into his hand where the,
yeah,
glass,
where the glass was.
I
don't really know if he knew what he was doing.
Well, I mean,
par for the course.
Makes sense
this
because just in general, I don't think he knows what he's doing.
Yep.
But I was kind of surprised that that's actually what happened.
Yep.
Is he just somehow managed to
video
smash
proof a, to prove it?
And how does a glass? Whatever. It just there's enough to try to
sense.
Wrap our head around. But the other thing about before he gets into the dates is all of a sudden Hannah Ann and Kelsey are just like BFFs. They're sitting down having a heart to heart.
I literally wrote that. Kelsey and Hannah heart-to-heart, question mark.
What is happening?
Like, I guess Champagne Gate just never existed in their mind anymore. They're completely best friends now.
Oh, and we start off in Costa Rica one-on-one with Sydney. We get a helicopter ride, and we find out that Sydney is the best kisser in the house.
Yes.
Which probably should have been a sign that he's building you up to send you home.
Yes.
Because that's where Sydney ended up going. You know, she basically got down in the weeds, you know, had the serious conversation and things seemed to be going well. She got a rose. They made out. Looked like they might have a windmill moment in the pool. Like,
yep.
All good. And all good for this round. But as we'll find out later.
Yeah. They seem to have a good connection on this date. You know, she finally opened up to him about being bullied, and because she was biracial and in high school she ate her lunch in the bathroom every day, and then I don't know if you saw the posts after following that, but apparently she went to high school with Hannah B and kept making prom queen and homecoming queen. Didn't really look like she ate lunch in the bathroom every day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the prom queen at my school definitely ate her lunch in the bathroom every day.
Yeah. Maybe so, with a huge group of people, that was the place to eat it. But
right. So, I mean, I certainly don't doubt, especially coming from Alabama, that being, you know, having parents of different race caused a lot of issues. But clearly, judging by the different Facebook or yearbook stuff,
yeah,
I think she did okay among
maybe like
her
freshman
classmates.
Year, like, or maybe when you didn't know anyone, like it was hard to fit in at first. But she was like, nope, senior year, like I didn't have any friends. I was bullied. Yeah. I had to eat lunch by myself in the bathroom. And then you see all these Instagram posts of her yearbook and she's like, queen here, queen here. And
yeah, got to call BS there. I do imagine that because, you know, we see it every day. There are a whole lot of small-minded people everywhere, but especially, sorry for those of you in the South, a lot in the South. So I'm sure, no doubt that she got a lot of crap and probably still does.
Yeah.
But it looked like she was okay in high school. I think that part I'm going to have to call BS on.
Yeah, me too. I'm surprised that nothing came out about knowing Hannah in high school.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised producers didn't set that up. somehow,
Especially, we saw Hannah twice in a day. Like, in, and right, I understand you got caught up in the whole, like, well, maybe they'll get back together thing, but how is that not brought up at any point?
Yeah, and I understand, like, maybe if you go to, like, a big high school and you don't, you went to the same school and you don't know, but there's, like, pictures of you standing next to her. Like, so it's kind of hard to say that you didn't know her, but.
Yeah, and she clearly didn't tell anyone in the house because, oh, my God, the, telling right, me one of these I'm people like, wouldn't have run
I'm
to the.
I'm shocked on producer's part that that wasn't a thing.
Maybe they're keeping it in their back pocket in case she ended up getting further and they needed to, you know,
maybe,
drop
and then
a bomb.
They're like, oh, well,
like they did with.
We missed her opportunity.
What's her name's father last year when all of a sudden they bring in the girl he ultimately picked up. That's how mush my Colton and what's her name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you can't even think of her name. People are yelling at their, you know, wherever they're listening to this. Like, it's what. But. When they brought her father from like halfway across the world, it,
yeah.
Maybe they were thinking, we'll hold Hannah here. Not only does she get to, you know, screw up his emotions, but she can say how we were friends and I can't believe she never told you. And
yeah, I'm surprised. Maybe they just missed their window of telling, but that would have been a whole nother avenue of drama you could have gone down.
And speaking
maybe it
of,
will come out at Women Tell All.
There's
maybe
a
that
lot.
That will be.
You know, for as bad as these girls, I think, have been as contestants or whatever you want to call them, there will be no shortage of drama at after the final rose. Now, depending on what any of them actually want to talk about, I'm hoping it's at least brought up. And that brings us to the next with the group date.
Yes.
And we capture our love and we're taking pictures at a waterfall. And, of course, the super shy Victoria F., starts making out with Peter in front of all the other girls because
so shy.
She's shy and doesn't like the, you know, isn't used to having attention.
Right.
So let's make out with him in front of all the other girls.
And then become the winner of the challenge.
Which is supposed to be the cover of Cosmopolitan.
But supposed to be.
Guess who isn't going to be on the cover of Cosmopolitan?
Victoria F.
And if you haven't heard, there was a little bit of a brouhaha, if you want to call it that, a little controversy, as we have seen every year. Old Instagram and Twitter stuff popped up of her modeling for a company that was playing off the phrase of the whole movement for Black Lives Matter. And yes. It was White Lives Matter. And then they're saying, oh, it was for fishing. And I think people are losing the point when they're defending it as, no, that's not what it's for. It's for fishing.
Yeah.
That's not the point, guys.
Yeah.
It's not what it, it's
doesn't
not
say as, white fish.
Yeah,
and or any other fishing type thing.
Right, and even if it did, the fact that you're trying to take a social movement and maybe not make fun of it, but like try to make light of something else with it, that's a no-go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And so Cosmo was very quickly, as soon as this episode aired, to say, "Yeah, this is never going to be on the cover."
Yeah, and Peter did. There are all these articles that Peter is defending Victoria, but if you actually read the article, like, he wasn't really defending her. He basically just said, you know, don't judge her for that. Judge her for, or she, he didn't say judge her, but like.
Yes, like, you get your judgment out.
Like take her for who she is on this season. And that's how I was looking at her. Like, we didn't know about all these, you know, this photo shoot that she did. So I don't know if you want to call that defending, but, you know.
It was a very soft defense. I mean, he certainly didn't indict her, but I think he wanted to stay above the fray himself because he led with some of them with, oh, I'm just finding out about it myself, which obviously isn't true.
Right.
But it allows him to not have to go into detail about it because, like, oh, if you've known this whole time, why?
Yeah, because then that's a whole nother.
Absolutely. Like, why didn't you speak up sooner? Why didn't you say Peter. As soon as you? Yeah, exactly. Like. He needs one more thing. You know, and even if you just judge her on how she's been on the show, which we've done plenty of, mm-hmm. especially these last couple of weeks.
That's what we do.
Exactly. That's why we're here. But she continues because later on she gets another one-on-one. We can judge her on that, and it's nothing to be impressed by because not only forget about the, you know, I'm not used to being the center of attention stuff, but every time they're one-on-one, she just sits there. She clams up, then she runs away and she cries.
Yeah.
And then he comes over and all these like red flags are being thrown at him. She looks disinterested, like she doesn't want to be there. But then he sort of almost apologizes himself, and then they kiss.
Why?
Yeah, why exactly? And then which most of these women have found out, like, oh, anytime I'll just start crying, he'll console me, we'll kiss, and I'll get a rose. Because that's exactly what's happened each time these two have been alone.
Yeah.
He did the same thing. She's off talking to a producer about, oh, should I be here? I don't know. Kiss and a rose.
Yep. Like clockwork.
So we can judge her. Forget about the other stuff. And she's not going to be at Cosmo, and I think that's the right decision. If you disagree, fine. That's what we're all here for. But just judging her by what she's done or not done, I can't see why she's still here, other than she's right. Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I guess we'll find out.
And she's made it to the final six now. So, I mean.
Yeah. At this point, you would think that he would be a little bit better with the red flag situation, but doesn't seem like it is.
And speaking of red flags, I guess we can tackle. Oh, and by the way, the group date, Hannah Ann got the rose.
Yeah.
So for whatever.
And then
that's
basically
worth.
It was just Tammy versus Kelsey yelling at each other about Kelsey's drinking problem.
Honey, don't call me honey. I'll call you whatever. That was basically like the next hour. It was just them yelling at each other. And
we'll save you from that.
Yeah, because listen, Kelsey is trying to then say, like, well, don't talk to me about me to Peter. And then, well, Tammy talks to him. But then the first thing Kelsey does is talk to him about Tammy. It was such a mess. And, I mean, I don't know if you have any wisdom to pull from this.
No,
other
there's
than
no wisdom in this situation.
They yelled at each other a bunch.
It's basically high school.
And then it became a triangle with McKenna, and it was sort of two against one.
Yeah.
You know, the only one that ended up managing to survive is Kelsey.
Mm-hmm. Somehow.
Somehow. So she ends up going to Peter's hotel and to get ahead of basically every girl saying how she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
And of course he buys it because why wouldn't he? I don't need a rose ceremony, gives her a rose because
it's like, what is happening?
That's not going to create more drama in the house. And this is a perfect example, again, of him just getting in his own way. I understand you want her to feel good about herself or the validation.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, that's great, but like, you should know that this is actually making everything worse.
So much worse.
By giving her this rose, as soon as she gets back, which we saw, everyone just went at her. And even past where she just came home, like going into that next rose ceremony, it was just like attacking left and right. So he made everything worse for himself.
Because then you have all the other girls freaking out about, oh my God, why don't we have a rose ceremony? It was going to be such a big day. I was going to tell him something so important. That's McKenna, if you couldn't tell.
Oh my God.
And
she wins for most facial expressions on a season ever.
I thought she was having a stroke.
Conversation. Yes.
It was unbelievable. And thank you for pointing it out because
you need to go back and rewatch it and just watch her in that last half hour on that 3-hour episode. It's A+ material.
Oh my God. The facial expressions are just, I don't know what she was trying to accomplish. Because it's not even like rolling her eyes. She was rolling her face, basically.
She rolled her face. That's exactly it. Her face, her mouth, her nose somehow. She rolled her nose. I don't even know. Need to go back and try to make like a gif of it, of all of her expressions.
I guess I should say before we get to the rose ceremony that wasn't, that was, Kelly actually got a one-on-one. And another perfect example of, like, what are you doing, dude?
On this day, red flag.
Yeah. So they go to a shaman and they're doing this thing and he's looking into her eyes and speaking seriously. Lizard!
Yep. Literally.
And he keeps asking her, like, I need you to, you know, talk to me and find out, like, is this real? And
she's just not about eye contact, nothing. Like, she's just like all over the place. She didn't want to be there.
Well, we've had no chance to advance our relationships. And he's, well, that's not true. Oh, well, but Hannah Ann, well, no, don't talk about someone else.
Yeah.
Like every time she had something to say, he would contradict her and then go off and say, I just don't know
Yeah.
If she's the, you know, supposed to be here, and I don't know if it's right.
But here's a roast.
Like, I don't know if I'm going to be engaged by the end of this. Or, oh my God, I'm really worried if she wants to be engaged.
Again, you're second guessing this when you have other people where you're not second guessing anything. And in the end, there can only be one. So what are you doing?
That is a great question. What are you doing? Like, this is terrible. This is terrible. Here's a rose.
Yeah. Like,
and then he wants to go right to the rose ceremony. And, of course, it then turns into the mini cocktail party, which everybody keeps going and talking to him. And that causes more drama.
Well, because it went from everyone blaming and attacking Kelsey for having the rose for going to visit him. And then it turned to everyone coming and attacking McKenna because she made her own cocktail.
Mini cocktail party.
Mini cocktail party. So it's... just get rid of everyone. Is it too late to quit this season?
Let's just end it now. Have him and Hannah get together and let's just like call it a day.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Even though if we have to sacrifice the next season of The Bachelorette because she's going to be unavailable. Can we just fast forward to that point?
Yes, please.
So the rose ceremony only saw us lose Lexi and Shein. And then finally, I've been waiting for this. Shein on the way out, she warns him.
We got the first season's beware of the girls in the house.
These girls aren't who you think they are. I would have preferred her to name names.
Yeah.
That's always better. But it's a start.
But then he's like, oh, what?
I know. Shocking.
What do you mean there's people here that shouldn't be here?
You mean the ones that are trying to create their own brand and hashtags? And
all the ones that had roses before we even got to the rose ceremony? Oh, no.
Who could have prevented this? Oh, me, I guess.
Once again, poor Peter.
Right. And so I'm hoping, you know, obviously we only have a couple more before we get the hometowns, but I'm hoping the next couple that go home, like, really drop the bombs. So then he's really in his head about, okay, I'm down to these four. And then someone just says, oh, yeah, by the way, they all are just wannabe FabFitFun Instagram influencers. So have fun with that.
Hashtag ad.
Exactly, right? And so they go to Santiago, Chile now. And just because you always need more opportunities for McKenna to be upset that she doesn't get every one-on-one and to get her to start crying, he picks Hannah Ann to go on the one-on-one with.
Yeah.
Because every year you have one who just doesn't understand how the game works and has never seen an episode and can't possibly see him.
Well, we have two right now. We have Kelsey and McKenna. Because Kelsey, she was a little bit better this episode.
A little bit.
But the past couple, she like bawled her eyes out every single time he looked at another contestant.
Well, remember, she cried 4 days over a bottle of champagne. It's so true. And then maybe there's pill popping going on. I don't know.
Apparently.
Other than birth control and Adderall.
Yeah. Because
that was also a top 10 moment of this.
We all know now what she takes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you don't know what kind of medication I take. Well, what pills are you taking? I take Adderall and birth control. Okay, cool. Cool story.
Normal conversation with strangers.
Yeah. Thanks for that. Even though McKenna is freaking out, Hannah Ann is excited because she could be falling in love with her husband right now.
Yeah.
But how would she know?
I didn't like her date. It was too... She didn't know what was happening. She wasn't into it. I didn't see any sparks.
It was just like Kelly's date. It was him trying to get anything out of her and not liking anything she was saying.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in love? Well, I've had love for people.
Yeah.
But I've never been in love.
And every answer was a pageant answer. I don't know if you noticed, but she was like, well, I feel like, and saying all these, I saw like a meme. It said the only thing she didn't say was, you know, world peace or something. She wanted world peace.
And but, the people of the Iraq, you know, one of those.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it was just a very blah, boring date.
Where do you see you going? You know, where's your future like? Well, model as long as I can. But really, I want, you know, be in the deep end. And
because shallow is where you catch the minnows.
So you want to catch sharks? I don't understand. Like, no. None of it made sense.
Yeah.
And he kept sort of questioning her, well, whoa, you've never been in love. Well, how are you going to know if you're ready for an engagement? And are you ready for commitment? Because, oh, I'm here looking for a wife.
But then once again, he walked out and she followed him and was like, no, I am ready. And he's like, oh, okay, Rose.
Cool. Glad we had this conversation. Like, let's forget about this entire date and then just this last moment of when you thought you might be going home and told me you're ready for this.
I would love to see what Peter thinks of this season looking back. Like, what was I doing? Or is he just like, oh, maybe I should have kept this one here longer, or just like what was happening?
The only
thing
how
did I not see all these things happening in front of me?
Only thing I can figure at this point is he's like, well, I gotta keep someone around and I can only get rid of so many each week. This is where we are. You know, like,
I guess
I'm attracted to Hannah. She doesn't seem like she's said racist things on the internet.
Her name's Hannah.
Yeah. And so I'm used to saying Hannah. So maybe we'll keep her around.
Yeah.
That's about the only way I could see him explaining it, because, you know, this girl saying, and I appreciate the honesty of that she's never been in love, but then for her to say, oh no, I was in a long-term relationship for 3.5 years. But we just cared for each other.
Yeah.
What?
That's not a thing.
For 3.5 years?
Not a thing.
And then you just decided.
That's a long time.
We only care for each other, so we're going to be friends. And now I'm going on The Bachelor. But I'm ready to be engaged. This is why we could
have. In the deep end.
In the deep end. Not with the minnows, because that's bad. It's, you know, you. This is a perfect example of, like, maybe you would have been better off, producers. I know you love the drama of people screaming at each other. We all do. But maybe you could have thrown in a couple 32, 33-year-olds to carry the water in this season, because that's so old. Exactly. I understand that.
So old.
But
ancient.
But maybe someone who has been in love and does want to get married, or knows that they want to get married, as opposed to 23 and 24-year-olds who, we've talked about it before, there are plenty of young people who are ready, and that's why I didn't like people attacking the other Becca. When right. She was on RE season, just because she was so young, she clearly was more mature than a lot of the older contestants we've had. But maybe find some more mature 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, and leave the 23 and 24-year-olds at home.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Crazy.
Just a thought.
Spitballing here. And speaking of spitballing, that clearly was their idea when they decided to do a telenovela.
Yes.
Which... I mean, I understand you want to play into the McKenna thing because you put her on a group date, so all of a sudden that sets her off. But then also have her be the only one wandering through the entire episode, watching him make out with other girls, to then finally she gets to make out at the end. So I guess there's a payoff.
I guess she got her quote-unquote validation.
Even though she's packing her bags. And, you know... Her, I think, what's the best way to put this? I don't want to say everything she said was rehearsed. And I don't know if it was just because of the telenovela that it sort of sent her down that road. But once she started getting in it with Tammy, everything she said sounded like word for word, like she was up in her journal.
Oh, no. She 100% wrote down every word she was going to recite to Tammy.
My... strength.
Yeah.
I found my damn voice. Oh, damn voice. Yes, damn. Sounds so much better.
That is exactly what happened. She must have written down literally word for word and then stayed up all night memorizing it and then recited it.
And I don't know if it's just because maybe she realized this whole, like, I should go home and I'm packing my bags was going to come back at her and she needed something to plant her flag in. So it's like, oh, you're trying to silence me. So I'm going to go the, like, I found my voice type defense.
I think so.
I mean, I don't know. The group date, it was fine. It did see us have another super, super awkward moment where Victoria P. wanted to stay, clearly. She climbs up on his lap.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, I'm falling in love with you. So,
if I'm being honest,
there's a car outside, and we're gonna put you in it because I don't see you as my wife. Ta-da!
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. I feel like he did have the right feelings for her, and then I totally understand after the whole Alea thing, especially having the. Like, he's been in that house before, in that situation before, and knows, can kind of understand what's going on there. But once that whole Alea thing happened, he's like, oh, there. I think there is another side to her, and I don't like that other side. And I think that's where he kind of started to trail off with her a little bit. She thought everything was... She said, oh, I just want to put it in the past. Like, we're good now. Like, we've had something so strong.
She jumps in his lap. I mean.
Yeah. And then it's just, yeah.
Have you ever been broken up with while you were sitting in someone's lap? Because
I have not.
She has. Awkward party of one.
This is the last conversation we're ever going to have.
And I love the total flipping of the switch. And by the way, it's how I would be. So this is where... It's way more believable as opposed to the, you know, oh my God, I wish the best for you and thank you so much. She was just like, can I leave? Is this?
Can I get
go
a car?
This way? And it's, I'll walk you out. You don't have to walk me out.
I don't need you to walk me out.
I'm fine. Like, she didn't even want to give him a hug, nothing. That's probably the most real she's been this whole time because.
You're going to make someone real happy someday. I know.
And deuces, like. Bye, buddy.
I feel like that's how I would go out. Like, I know.
And?
Can I just get a car?
I'll see you in paradise, buddy.
Exactly. She's definitely going to paradise.
Oh, my God.
It's with Alea.
No doubt. I mean.
And then Tammy and McKenna are
And then they're
gonna
going to end up fighting over the same guy. It's going to be great. It'll probably be Blake. Like, whatever. But so then, while this is all happening, then the whole Tammy, McKenna, Kelsey thing happens again, because why would it end? And... Madison, who, again, only gets on camera because drama's happening behind her, because she apparently is just happy to be there. They're having a conversation. He can actually hear them screaming from inside the house, even to the point of where Madison's like, oh, I guess they're screaming, huh?
And he's like, what? And she's like, let's not pay attention to that. Kept kissing.
Let's make out and walk away. And it earns her the rose eventually. So I think good decision, because he's... At least in that respect, like, hey, you didn't cause me any headaches.
Yeah. And I honestly think Victoria P might have made it to the top three, if not two or the last one, if that whole Alea thing didn't work. They did have a good connection.
Absolutely.
And she seemed to be a great contestant on this, but once that started...
I mean,
it was just a personal downfall.
Red-handed, hand in the cookie jar, and just not being able to talk her way out of it, as opposed to she just should have owned up to it right away and said, yeah, we were, and I mischaracterized it, but I was nervous and whatever, as opposed to just, nope, definitely not. Like, you can only pull a Shaggy so many times. Like, wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. Nope.
Yeah, so in a way, sabotaged herself, I would think. If she was just upfront and honest about the Alea thing, and even if they did have those fights or one-offs, if she was just honest from the beginning, I don't think she would have been sent home yet.
Like, yes, we did hang out more, but we didn't get along, and I was only with her because...
Yeah, then that's fine.
Other friends were there, and we just ran in the same circle. So I'm sorry that I didn't say that, but... You know, I also didn't want to be mean about it.
It's like Hannah and Kaylin. Like, they...
Yeah. Everyone knew.
They knew each other, but they didn't... You don't have to be friends if you know someone. Like, yeah. So, I think she still would have been around.
And speaking of around, love these segues. They're so good. A plus here.
Perfect.
We had a two-on-one, sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, it's two-on-one because they were both in the same room together at the same time. But this was the worst one ever. It's... Oh, yeah. Show up to the rose ceremony a little early. And...
You're not even worth a date.
Right?
You're just worth a pre-cocktail party.
We'll sit down. We'll have a chat. But just go show up before everybody else. which this whole thing was totally useless because he sits them down, sort of gets both their sides of the story, I guess.
I guess, if you can call it that.
And somehow uses the word trust because, you know, McKenna, I trust you.
Yeah.
And doesn't even say Tammy's going home, but that's his way of saying it.
Yeah.
And Tammy had the exact opposite reaction of Victoria P. It was just sort of like, okay.
Yeah.
I guess it's time to go.
Yeah. She went off to just get ready for paradise.
But then at that point, you think, or maybe I shouldn't say that, I thought, oh, well, McKenna's clearly staying.
Clearly. So because why would you just send Tammy home?
She just got saved in a 2-on-1.
Yep.
Meaning, well, she's not going anywhere, right?
I even already had her written down in my rose list.
In the stay category.
Yep.
But then I noticed they show up and they're like, oh, well, they don't have roses. I'm like, well, this is taking drama away because clearly McKenna's going to get a rose because she just literally minutes before.
And why are you saving her to the last one? Like, what's the point of this drama?
And so,
well,
you know.
Plot twist.
We already had roses for Hannah Ann, Madison, and Victoria F. And we have three more roses to give out, but there are five people. It's like, ooh, what's going to happen? But then when you get down, it's like, okay, Kelsey, you get a rose right away. Natasha, you get a rose right away. Kelly, you get a rose. Wait a minute. Oh, there's no rose for McKenna.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I was actually surprised to see Sydney leave this time around.
Mm.
Because nothing really, like the last time we saw Sydney was really her one-on-one, which seemed to go well.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, bye.
Well, and especially because you have, you know, someone like Natasha who is a, you know, spitfire and she's going to be awesome in paradise. She's, you know, she'll stand up to anyone, but they've had...
She's like an Onyeka.
Yeah, but like they've had zero time together that we've seen.
Right.
And so we've never seen any sort of chemistry or spark or anything.
Yeah, all we've seen is her yelling at him like, what are you doing? This is so unfair to us, and just going at him. But he likes it, apparently.
You know, and obviously Kelsey's been nothing but drama. Kelly has sort of been just here. You know, they know each other from before, but after that, like, eh.
And that's what he said. He's hanging on to it because he's like, this has to be fate. Like, we met, what, like a month or whatever before the show, and now she's here and we actually have somewhat of a connection. It's fate. Like, he even said, I don't want to throw that away because it's too much of a sign.
And well, Sydney, a little bit of a mean girl in the house, but he never saw or heard any of that as far as we can tell, because there's been
it was nothing.
Plenty of other drama of people telling each other about everything else. So Sydney would be happy to engage with people, but Peter never saw any of that.
Right. It was kind of just, it was just random from what we saw.
Yeah, of course.
There could have been a turn of events.
They seem to have some chemistry.
Yeah, and they had, literally the last time we saw them, they were making out.
Again, maybe going the way of the windmill. Like,
yeah,
okay.
So, and then all of a sudden she's got sent home and no one really questioned it. It's like, all right, bye, Sydney.
Because everything was focused like I just was on McKenna with all that drama.
And Sydney seemed upset and everything, but she wasn't, like, she didn't seem completely blindsided. So I'm wondering if we didn't see something between them. Because she wasn't. Like I said, she wasn't completely blindsided, or it didn't seem like she was.
Well,
so
that leaves us with six. Hannah Ann, Madison, Victoria F., Kelsey, Natasha, and Kelly. We are headed to Lima, Peru. Still not quite getting that around the world feel, but...
Not yet.
I mean...
Hopefully we'll get there.
We've got a couple more weeks before hometown, so I mean, I'm hoping they find it at some point.
Yeah.
Was there anything else I missed in this 5-hour fun fest?
I mean, I don't really know what we can have for drama coming after this week, because it would have to be new drama. All the existing drama kind of went away this week with these two episodes, with McKenna, Tammy. I mean, Kelsey's super dramatic, but it was mostly with Tammy and McKenna and people that left.
When half of the women left are completely benign, with Hannah, Madison, and Kelly.
Right.
So you're really relying on Kelsey to start something up, and it's probably going to be with Victoria, because she's probably the one who flips the switch so quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, when she gets after someone, she goes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's probably our last hope. I mean, Natasha really just sort of calls it how she sees it. So I don't necessarily say she causes drama. She just is like, if you're being a jerk, she'll say you're being a jerk.
We're going to have complete new drama coming up, because it's not going to be no drama.
So. Oh, obviously. I mean, how are you going to have the most dramatic season ever?
Exactly.
With just a bunch of people getting along.
Yeah.
So that's no fun. Was there anything else?
I don't think so.
5 hours, folks. It's a lot of Bachelor in 1 week.
It is. It's a lot. It's too much, honestly.
A couple news and notes from me. I don't know what you have, but Joe and Kendall, they are no more.
Yes. I was pretty upset about that. I really liked them together.
I actually ran into them in November. Out in Napa. There was a whole group of the Bachelor folks. And
Fancy people,
which I was not one of, but I happened to be where they were. And listen, I said three words to them, so whatever. I got a nice picture. They seemed like all was well, but again, I spent 3 seconds with them, because then they actually had to leave that event early to go catch a plane to Japan, because they thought it was 12 noon the next day, but it was actually midnight coming up, so they had to go like to two different airports and go home, and it was a whole deal. Oh. And they made their flight, but following along on that story, everything seemed great.
Yeah, I really liked them together. They were a good match. I wonder if this will be one of those relationships where it kind of goes back and forth a bit.
I hope
like
so.
Like on again, off again.
I hope so. And the Super Bowl was this past Sunday.
Yeah,
I think I can say Super Bowl, right? Whatever.
Sure.
Come at me, NFL. And I went to the Super Bowl. I was very excited.
You did.
Our buddy Jared actually reached out and said he was pulling for the Chiefs. Don't tell his Patriot friends that, but I appreciated
Yikes.
That. And Hannah B., I had no idea, knows the owners, or at least the family, mm-hmm. The Hunt family. And so she went to Instagram after the game and wished them well.
Go Chiefs. I'm so excited for the Hunt family. I actually know them, have been welcomed into their home. They have been so supportive of all the adventures that I've been on. And I just am so happy for them. They're so humble, so kind, so gracious, good humans. So congrats. I'm so glad you get to celebrate this big win. Go Chiefs. Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of nice of her to go out of her way.
Why didn't you call her up? Could have went to the game.
I know, right? I mean, listen, I was looking for Bachelor people there, but I didn't see any. Yeah. Saw some Backstreet Boys, a senator.
Almost as good.
Almost as good, but no Hannah B. That was upsetting. Jay and Bey were there, though, so that was good.
That's all that matters.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jay-Z and Beyonce. Sorry, when we're like real tight, that's what we say. So
exactly.
I don't want to assume that. And our buddy Blake.
Yes.
He's working the minor league baseball
sure
circuit.
Is.
I don't know about wherever you are, but our local minor league team here in Connecticut is having a bachelor night. And I guess maybe he thought, well, if Ben and Becca can go around doing Bachelor Live, maybe I can go to baseball games and do meet and greets.
Yeah. So, and autographs.
And yes, of course, because you need that autograph. Save that for eBay.
Yeah.
That baseball signed by Blake with the inscription, like, let's go to a music festival together or something.
See you at Stagecoach.
Stagecoach forever. That's all I had. I didn't know if you found any good gems out there.
Jenna Cooper remember she was with Jordan and Bachelor in Paradise
yes.
and that whole scandal. Mm. She's 6 months pregnant with her boyfriend.
Whoa.
She posted a bump picture on Instagram.
Ooh.
But yeah.
Is it Jordan's?
It is. Well, could be. Who knows?
Ooh. You want to talk about the most dramatic baby bump in Bachelor history.
But no, she's pregnant with her boyfriend, and Jordan seems happy with his girlfriend, so seems like that ridiculous thing is over. But yeah, so
see, that's
congrats to her.
That is some positive news. I like that. All right. Well, we are we're gonna be back next week without 5 hours of Bachelor to talk about, and we're gonna be in Lima, Peru.
Oof.
So, like, what's not to like about that?
We won't be.
Well, you don't know that.
It's true. Field trip.
I'm pretty sure we won't be in Lima, Peru.
We should start doing the podcast from the places that.
Listen, ABC, I'm here for that. You want to send us to all these places around the world, to Cleveland and Chile and Peru? Like,
we're in.
I'm in. So, once again, Katie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.